Welcome to the Sister Wives Podcast. Love should be multiplied, not divided, where one husband and only one wife recap the sinking ship that is Sister Wives.
I believe in living this lifestyle. It just makes each of us better.
I think we have something really awesome. I wouldn't want anything else.
I like Sister Wives. I wanted the family. I didn't just want the man.
I always wanted to live plural marriage. I will just continue to spend time on my knees.
I like these 14-year-old girls. I don't want to get weird about it, but ooh, hubba hubba.
Breaking news out of the Sister Wives world, and when I tell you you're going to want to hold on to your leggings, ladies, hold on to those leggings because this is quite the exclusive. We got our hands on the text messages sent between Mary and Christine.
You didn't tell me about these.
Leaked online. And when I tell you to see how these women speak to each other when cameras are down, wow. The inside. Now listen. This is not.
Let's get to it.
This is not the text messages I was hoping for. This is not the Christmas gift exchange.
Not what we put up a $1,000 reward for.
I think it was it 1,000 or 10,000?
I'd give 10,000 for it.
No, but I appreciate whoever it was that leaked these online. Now this has everything to do with what transpired during this episode of the one-on-one. So let's buckle in. Mary texts Christine. Hey there, princess. Production told me what you said to Suki about Cody melting my ring down. Well, they didn't tell me directly, but with these ears, I heard everything. How could you? That was my story to tell. It was one of the best chapters in my new book. Pull yourself up by your leggings and leave the man who never loved you anyway. How to worthy up and find your voice. Stories from the Carriage House. By me, Mary Brown. You spilling this story could really affect the sales of my new book and possibly keep me from becoming another New York Times best-selling author. Cody was right about you. You are a shit sister wife. This is my story to tell, and I will be heard. Do you hear me? And then the message back just says, message not delivered. I think maybe Christine blocked her, so I don't think Christine hears anything that she is saying, unfortunately.
I thought you were serious that we had the time.
You heard it here first. It's quite the exclusive.
It is. Pull yourself up by your leggings. What was that whole title of the book?
Can you read that
one more time?
Yes, I can, definitely. It was called...
You should patent it because I think Mary might steal it.
Pull yourself up by your leggings and leave the man who never loved you anyway. How to worthy up and find your voice. Stories from the Carriage House. By me, Mary Brown.
I love it.
I think that's... Wow. I know she's...
You should reach out.
I should.
You should offer to be the ghostwriter.
I should ghostwrite this
for
her. And
then we could get some insider info, maybe.
Yes.
I'm probably not.
Here's the thing. We read Becoming Sister Wives, and we saw that writing, and that was as a team of five. So I'm a little apprehensive to read Mary's book and really... You know, really try and
she's for sure coming out
digest.
With a book, right?
Absolutely.
That's what she's hinting at.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And she, but here's again,
it's gonna have nothing in it.
No, but here's the thing that's really gonna piss me off. It's just like Mariah Jasper, who's now, I guess, back to Mariah Plath from Welcome to Plathville. She's going to announce this book, but then there's not going to be any sort of pre-sell.
It's going to be like 4 years from now it's going to come out. Yeah. People are going to be like, who's Mary Brown?
Yeah, we're done with that.
Forgot about you. Your show was canceled 2 years ago. Yeah.
Guys, we are talking about season 18, one-on-one part two. And it wouldn't be an episode of Sister Wives if I didn't feel the need to break it all down on a timeline for you.
That's what we love about you.
No.
You're willing to watch it a million times just to get some useless information.
Yep. And even when I asked you to help me, it was like I might as well have been asking Janelle to help me do anything.
I am, you know, I'm a self-proclaimed Janelle. Because it doesn't matter.
It matters to me. This is what matters to me. Now, we were 5 minutes in to the episode. Now, it's a 42-minute episode. We are 5 minutes in, and we are just now starting.
They got to fill up four episodes.
That's when I knew, okay, we've got some work to do. And so here's how it all breaks down. In this one-on-one special, 17 minutes and 49 seconds is spent on flashbacks and coming ups. It's previews.
There's a theme here. You're acting shocked. This is every week.
It is previews of what's going to come in about 30 seconds.
And I love it because most people are probably watching it on Discovery Plus, so there's not even commercials.
No, not even a commercial.
So it's like coming up, and now we're right back to where we were.
Right back to where we're going to show you a coming up of what's to come right after this coming up. It's a lot of coming around, you know? There's a lot of coming.
There's not a lot of coming in this show.
Now, 4 minutes and 8 seconds is dedicated just to Mary's confessional about what was said at the one-on-one. So if you really think about it, that is not really part of the one-on-one. That's, again, another... This show does not exist without confessionals.
I will say, though.
Yes.
The black screen white writing coming on. I was so horny. During this. Oh, my... I've never... This was like a thriller.
You know what?
A thriller episode of Sister Wives.
I had to do my own coming up because when I saw
maybe that, there was a coming.
It was happening for me. So if we break all of that down, okay? It is a 42-minute episode. That means 21 minutes of this episode was dedicated to stuff other than the one-on-one.
Like, half of it.
It is half of the episode is other than one-on-one. Most of that is flashbacks. Mary's part was new, but I feel like it doesn't quite get, because no one was questioning her. No one was talking to her about it. Why didn't we?
True, but it was the best part.
It was the best part. I'm not arguing that, but I'm saying you're promoting this as a one-on-one special, and the best part was Mary sitting down in the same fucking confessional outfit. This is what also drives me nuts. You knew this was going to be used for the one-on-one, so why not get her a different outfit? Why not do a different background? Do something to elevate the production, but we don't. We never do. This show...
I'm shocked that they even went back to it. Like, the fact that they called her back in...
Here's... It seems like...
It's like Scandoval. They're like, cameras, bring the cameras back.
You know what? I think this was a huge mistake because this could have been our anchor for season 19. Because we have nothing else. We're getting Christine's wedding in a couple weeks.
Like, they had to dust off those cameras for this, but I'm ready.
Well, and what I also find interesting is that... So the one-on-one was filmed before the season even aired. Mm-hmm. But then we know that this confessional was filmed after... The one-on-one.
This confession was filmed last week, and then they slid it in there.
Yeah, and then they were like, oh, God, like, we got to hurry up and finish this project up. So, yes, once again, this show is a disappointment, and I will stand by that, and I will keep coming back for it. Because coming up next, we're going to talk about the tell-all special. But first, we need to show you what's coming up. All right, we're back.
I also feel like in the coming ups, they keep showing us things that are going to happen in, like, next week or the week after. I'm like, we're already, like, flashing previews.
The amount of times... That I have, like, it's, I have no cum left because I've already cum so much watching Robin say, like, I'm not just being dramatic. Thanks, Christine.
I know. I'm like, when's that part coming?
When? It's coming up.
That's the anchor.
That's the anchor of our
And we've already seen it. And that's what, it's going to feel like such a disappointment when we see it because we've already seen it like 12 times.
Yep. It's like, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for
exactly,
free?
Exactly. We've already gotten the milk.
And what I'm hoping is that there's something after that that she says to really there's make not. It worse. But it's like, no, because if they had it, they would have shown it. They would have shown it in a coming up.
Because they have to keep us hanging on. Coming just like Mary. Next. We're Dingle Marys.
We are.
This show.
Always. So anyways, we start the one-on-one part two right where we left one-on-one part one.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah, big cliffhanger. So Suki's like, hey, Cody, did you and Janelle just have great sex?
I'm not answering that.
Oh, yeah. Just thinking back to the time that we were in the dog bath in the fifth wheel.
They did not do it in the fifth wheel.
It was a full moon that night. The moon was shining bright off of her big white ass. Like, I'm like, why did he just, like, I don't.
I'm not going there.
To hear Cody just, yeah. But then he's like, yeah, sorry, I won't answer. I'm like, oh, someone.
Well, you kind of did.
Someone was coming during this episode. I felt like he was really pining after Janelle's sweet puss during this.
I guess. And Janelle kind of admitted it. She's classy, so she doesn't want to say, but she was like, Yeah, everything is great in that department.
Today I had to do a little research. I had to go back in time because I knew that this ring conversation was coming up. And I just needed to research some. Mm-hmm. And there's an episode I landed on when they are digging up the time capsule. And Cody sees an old picture of himself. He's like, ugh, look at that gut. I'm disgusted by myself. Now I've got a six pack.
He said that?
I'm like, oh my God.
Has he ever really had a six pack?
I don't, I mean.
It was after his tummy tuck.
After the tummy tuck, which I think when they did the tummy tuck, they also did lipo. And you can get lipo where your like ab lines would be. Mm. And so, yeah, now he does technically have a six
pack. He has a little gut while he's sitting on this confessional couch.
Well, because it's not real. Yeah. So it's just like, it's like the belly sticks out, but there is indents where the six pack is.
He probably just gets a spray tan with six pack lines.
Yeah, like Dance Moms. He yeah. takes his bronzer and he yeah. puts it in there. So anyways, what he says is that Janelle is really just after him for his six-pack abs, beautiful pecs, long hair. He's just a piece of meat, you know? Janelle's like, listen, me and Cody definitely were fucking, but I'm humble, all right? I'm not going to brag because I knew that most of these other girls didn't have the tricks I did.
I mean, I think that's the biggest, like, shock to come out of 2023 is that Janelle was the nympho.
No, never would have guess.
I still am like not believing it because I just can't.
No. It's I've been looking at this woman as though she's asexual. Like the only time
like they did not give me vibes that they were getting down and dirty.
No. I thought honestly like Cody was coming into a turkey baster and just basting her. And that's how they were doing
at-home IVF.
Yeah, like just a at-home IUI. At-home IUIs is what they were doing. I know. And It's wild.
I don't feel Janelle the chemistry. Janelle is wild.
Apparently Janelle she's a freak is in the sheets. Wild, and she's got a hunger down below that has got to be fed, which is also now making me think, like, okay, she's single. She absolutely has got a vibrator.
Oh, yeah. Christine got her one.
You think?
Yes.
I don't think Christine used one.
Okay, no. Not even while she was...
No, I think that now, though, Christine and David do some weird shit. Okay. Like, I think Christine has, like, a butt plug that's got, like, a fairy tale princess, tail.
An animal
on
tail
it.
On it.
Something.
Okay.
Yeah. And they do stuff like that.
Janelle's just like, I'm just straight for the vibrator.
Yeah. And she's like, I want a big veiny one. Ew. That's
when Suki was like, so was making up the best part of fighting. I was like, oh, I don't want to hear that.
No, I didn't. And I felt like, okay, was Janelle just like picking fights the way she talked about
I
it?
I guess. She was like, that's the best way to get Cody over here and into my bed.
Yeah. And I want to fight with Cody so bad. And it's like, what? Like, does she got kinks? It's like Janelle, like we finding out that she's like, loves to be choked.
I don't know. Or is Cody a submissive to her?
Oh, the yeah. possibilities
are
endless. Does
she tie Cody up to the bed?
Yes. And she just, and honestly,
it's and that's like, why he liked it. He was like, finally, I'm not in charge somewhere.
Do you think, you know, in earlier seasons, Janelle was driving that piece of shit jalopy.
Yeah.
Do you think that Janelle would be like, oh yeah, this thing's actually a stick shift. She leans her hand over and starts grabbing Cody's dick. And she's like, that's mine. And he's like, oh God, yeah.
He didn't ride in that car.
No.
No. Totally wrong.
That's true. I guess, yeah.
Only convertible sex for Cody.
But I'm just like, what is Janelle into?
I don't know, but I'm appalled. There's some people I just don't want to think about.
And here's the thing. When I more recently think of Janelle, I just think about kitchen sink lasagna. And now I'm thinking more about her kitchen sink lasagna. A different kitchen sink lasagna with extra ricotta. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I think everyone does.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, that's that. So anyways, Janelle's like, yeah, we were very good in that department. Okay. All right. Now, Suki seems like she's annoyed with Cody when he says that he wants to make it work with Janelle, but she just doesn't want to. I feel like Suki's like, dude, come on. We know you don't want to make it work with Janelle. Like, she rolls her eyes. She knows. But it's like, let's...
Is she terrible or is, like, TLC have restraints on her?
No, here's the thing. And everyone has to remember this is... And even though I hate Suki while this is happening. You have to remember that, like, Suki honestly is just a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
It's like,
she's not allowed to ask what she wants to ask.
No. Yeah. It's like,
and she has to play nice with everybody.
Yes. It's annoying.
Even Robin.
But, and I feel like this is why I'm upset that we're doing one-on-ones instead of everybody out there at one time, because then, because
if everyone was out there, they would start fighting with each other.
Exactly.
And you would have to keep rolling the tapes.
And then Suki could be the peacemaker. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if they contradict what the other one says, then we have to talk about it. Then we're yelling, we're screaming. But why are we not? And my fear is, I've always thought it was Cody, but now I think it's Christine.
It's Christine.
Fucking Christine.
Oh, I think it's both of them, though.
I don't know.
I don't think he would do it.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Mm, interesting. No.
I think Christine set the tone, but I think Cody would refuse.
So Janelle's
until
like,
he got an apology.
I love when Janelle's like, you know what? The only reason Cody's saying that he's willing to make this work is because of his ego and because he promised Robin a plural family. Wow. That's just putting the nail in the coffin.
I think it's wild because, like, later on when they're talking, when Robin is talking to Mary, like, the flashback, she's like, come on, like, it's not the marriage you wanted, but it's fine. And I'm like, does she really just want to say she's polygamous? Because he's not even going to spend time with Mary. So it's not, like, to get free up some time for you.
Is it not necessarily that she wants a plural family, but she just wants people to not think that she took down an entire family?
Maybe.
Like, she doesn't want to be the last man standing.
She's like, just
because...
be here and be miserable so I don't look like the bad guy.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's like, no.
You already do.
You already do. We already hate you. In all my years of watching this show, I never thought to myself, oh, I would like to be a polygamist. Never once. Until this one-on-one. I had a revelation. It's when Christine and Janelle both basically say they had to, like, earn Cody's love. And Cody, basically what these women did for Cody is, like, it was his birthday. Every day he went over there. Christine's like, you know, I would make his favorite food. I would make sure the house was cleaned up how he liked it. It's like, how nice is it? Like, I go over there and it's like.
And he still called them unloyal and bad sister wives.
Everyone. I mean,
and withhold sex.
And still, well, not from Janelle.
No,
well,
not
I know
from,
that Janelle was getting not. Her kitchen sink lasagna'd, you know. But I just thought, okay, that's gross. I just think to myself, maybe I could do that. It's so nice because it's like...
Look how it worked out.
That's true. Listen, but when we take on other wives, I'm not looking for...
Can I be the Robin?
You could be the Robin, okay. Or you could be early Mary.
I don't
want to
be Robin.
Do you
want to
be the early Mary favorite. Where you get to be the boss?
Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently, early Mary wasn't that great either.
Yeah, apparently that Cody never loved her anyways.
I do think it was sad when they were all saying, like, I had to be a certain way. And then I thought, like, if I was this way, then he would like me. And then they kept saying it. And then Mary was like, and I was doing. All he cared about was people being loyal. And look at me. I was so loyal. They're like, still didn't work.
I felt so bad for Mary when she was like, yeah, Cody basically gave me a honey-do list. It was like, I need you to get along with everybody. And so I did. And then I need you to pack and move us all to Flagstaff by yourself. So I did. He said that he needs to climb on my back to tie the Christmas tree to the van. And so I bent over and I let him climb on me. I did everything this man asked me. And I was like, Cody, can you love me? He's like, yeah, no.
Still not
sorry.
Good enough.
No. Then Mary is, it's so hard when you start to kind of like Mary because you know you don't.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Old Mary did so many bad things.
Right.
Okay, and she was so bad. But I do think she has gotten therapy and is a better person now.
Has she paid for her crimes?
I don't know, because still, when Christine was leaving the family, wasn't that long ago, she was still being a real bitch.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
You know?
You're right. Fuck her.
That's where I'm like, has she changed that much?
But here,
I don't know.
And she was mean.
And look at this episode. She's
well,
still being
a
bitch to Christine.
That was on her honey-do list. I think Cody said, when you meet with Christine, you better be on my side and not be nice to her. So she was like, okay, anything to make Cody
did
love
it.
Me. So that's why she did it. So, yeah. And I mean, while, yes, she was abusive back in the day, and she's definitely been a horrible
she's
sister.
She's definitely life. Coming up, okay? She's
right.
Definitely better than she was.
Right.
But I just don't know that we can root for her.
Now, I don't think I could root for Mary if she was in a, like, healthy, loving relationship. It's almost because she's so pathetic, as
like
Cody
currently
says.
On the show.
Yes.
Okay, because now we think she's getting digged down,
right? But I'm just saying, like, it would be hard for me to root for her because when she's happy, because I know she's been so awful.
Okay,
so it's almost I root for her because
she's
so
the underdog
alone.
Right now.
Yeah, she's
so pathetic.
She's pathetic, as Cody put
yeah.
it.
She's like, a dog at the shelter. She just wants love.
But she's the dog at the shelter because she bit all yeah, the children.
True.
You know, like, it's like, oh,
She made some mistakes.
Sarah McLachlan's playing when I see you. And it's like, in the arms
of But you ripped the people's angel. Arms off, yeah.
And then it's like, she sits there and she gives you these puppy dog eyes, but you also then read her background. It's like, she killed 3 children. She ate the arms. There are 3 amputee children out there because of Mary the bulldog. You know, and so then it's yeah, hard.
It is
tough. But I'm sad that you're in the cage, and I'm sad that the sad music's playing, and I'm sad that
and
you're...
those big ears. Oh,
those big
just looking at me.
Ears. Yeah, those are definitely something. So anyways, Mary does come in with a funny. That's where I was trying to go with all this. She's like, oh yeah, when I found out that I did this whole honey-do list and Cody still didn't love me, it was like a knife in the kidney. Oh.
Also love that she says she doesn't watch the show. I'm like, you literally memorized the show.
Well... do you know when they watch the show? When they have to fucking do this shit.
You're right. They see the whole thing.
They're back.
They're like, I don't have to watch it because at the tell-all we see the entire season.
I'm like, is the first day, because we know that the tell-all is filmed over 2 days. Mm-hmm. Is the first day them just going in and watching? They're just like, all right, we're going to play the season for you. Buckle up. It's going to be a long day. You're just going
to see. Imagine watching that whole season in one day. That's a lot to take in when it's
but it's
you.
Not. And,
for Mary.
But okay, imagine this, though. Imagine
hearing everyone talk shit about you.
They give them the version without the flashbacks.
Okay, well,
so
that'd be
like,
faster.
Then it's like 6 minutes. It's yeah, 6 minutes.
But it's hard to hear.
What do you mean?
You know, like some of the stuff Cody said about Mary.
Oh.
I'm saying emotionally it'd be hard to watch.
God, I
not
meant,
hard to watch as in it's boring. Oh.
I think it was, I was definitely going the boring route okay, for sure. That's what I was thinking. Anyways, Suki then asked Cody, she's like, so, when you first married Mary, did you love her? He's like, yeah, I told her I loved her. I chose to love her. You know,
another
she
knife
thinks,
in the kidney.
She thinks I was head over heels for her, but God, no, I wasn't, you know?
When he says, she thinks we were just super, super, like, in love with each other, and we played the part. I'm like, that's horrible to say.
Yeah.
Also, he's such a liar. He's rewriting history.
Absolutely.
I believe he loved her.
Here, okay, let me say this. Is it possible that with time, he realizes now what he has with Robin is... love.
Maybe.
And when he looks back with like these new lenses on, he's like, oh, I never loved Mary like I now love Robin. But at the time, it was love.
Yeah.
You were so in love.
He was
you went
over
down on
for
her
Mary.
Once, I think. Yeah. You know, here's the thing. Of the 3 before Robin, Cody went down on Mary one time. The others never.
Well, I don't know about Janelle.
No. Well, yeah, no, maybe. I bet you,
I was thinking that before Robin, him and Mary had the best sex life, but now I'm so confused because
Janelle puts him in a headlock with her thighs, and she's like, get in there and eat it, bitch.
Trainer Sean helped her.
Yeah. She was like, what I really want to work on is my quads. I need really strong quads.
I'm going to take Cody down in the wrestling ring.
I got to get strong hammies.
Christine came out into her garage that they turned into the wrestling mat room, and Janelle asked Cody pinned. They're naked. She's got a headlock in between her thighs.
While Janelle is paying bills at the desk, Cody is underneath and she's just got him held in there. She's like, you're going to eat this pussy while
wow,
I'm paying the bills.
We're getting real crazy this episode.
Sometimes I forget that we're not on Patreon.
I know.
Ugh,
it's all right.
Here come the bad reviews. Let it rip. Listen,
trigger
guys,
warning.
Our entire life is currently falling apart, so it's like, let it fucking
we
rip.
We have no filter.
Fuck you, gonorrhea.
Filter
hippie.
Is gone.
It's done. We've got nothing.
Liz Martin, we got a show for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, fuck off, Liz.
You think Liz Martin still listens?
I hope. I do. I've always wondered that. Like, did she come back?
She doesn't even know. If she does, if she's not listening, she doesn't even know she's a new staple of the show.
I love that people then made usernames that were like, not Liz Martin.
I know.
Fuck Liz Martin. So, yeah. Anyways, fuck you, Liz Martin.
One extra.
Then we have to talk about Mary moving her online in-store boutique to Parawan, which is just a rouse to get us to talk about other stuff. Suki pretends to be interested. Mm-hmm. She's like, Mary, your storyline this year was all about your steampunk makeover and moving your online stinky legging business down to Parowan. She's like, yeah. And she's like, but let's talk about that barn dominium. And she's like, oh, I thought we were going to talk about my business ventures and how I've been worthying up. And
she's like, we don't care about that.
No, nobody cares. We want to talk about Cody and how he treated you like shit. And she's like, oh, yeah. And so Christine gets to see the barn dominium scene. And of course, she's shocked. I'm so shocked. Oh, God. Can you believe he said that, Suki? He said that to Mary. Just, I'm going to, oh, how insulting. How about you just live with my garbage? It's so hard because I appreciate all Christine has done for us as a whole by starting the domino effect of leaving Cody. That I appreciate. But
she's getting annoying.
Hate her, you know?
The theatrics are too much right now.
It's way too much.
She needs to
much.
Settle it down a bit.
It's also coming across like as you're not that happy.
She deserves to be happy right. And petty and whatever, but I'm just kind of sick of seeing it.
I wish she was better with it.
Yeah.
I wish she had a little bit more of dry humor.
Yeah.
Instead of like trying
in
to...
In your face
It's
humor.
Like wetter than Janelle, you know? Do you think that Janelle had to take a break during like a... this to like dry up? Like this woman is... horny, you know? So it's just like she's really trying to put it in our face, and it's like when you do that, when you try to shove it down,
it's like
my
you're trying
throat,
too hard.
Yeah, it's like my gag reflex is coming on.
I'm Are not, you really that happy?
No, she doesn't. So anyways, Christine's like, you know, I just don't understand why Robin wants Mary to stay. And Robin's like, well, what Christine's not understanding is that Cody is very inclusive with Mary. So we went to a pumpkin patch last week and he was like, you know, I should call up Mary and have her come unload these pumpkins.
That used to be our tradition.
He had Mary dress up as the Easter Bunny, hide eggs for the children, and then shot her dead. You know, it's crazy to me because they don't see it. Cody sometime, like once a year, he's like, hey, have you heard from Mary? And she's like, no, I haven't. Have you? And he's like, maybe we should call her. But he doesn't. But
I'm
he
like,
thinks about her.
If you listen back to that, Robin, right. Do you really think that's something? Like her saying every once in a while, he's like, haven't heard from Mary in months. Maybe I should give her a call. You know what? He's still thinking about her. That is so pathetic and sad.
L is for the way you look at me.
It's like, God, like he does.
She's like, he does consider her. I'm like, no, he doesn't. Yeah. He probably needed something.
No, anytime he needs, he's like, hey, I've got a leak. Mary, you mind coming over?
Do you think a big reason he kept her hanging on was money? Do you think she put money to the family pot?
She said she did. I think he thought, Mary's how we're going to pay off Coyote Pass.
I think so, too. She's the one bringing in the most money.
Yeah. She is slinging them leggings. Absolutely. So then Cody's like, yeah, you know, I only feel like emotions of friendship with Mary. And I just don't understand why Mary's not getting it. And that is the only time that I've ever understood what Cody's saying. Because I don't understand how we've all been sitting here watching this show. Like, I knew... way back when, pre-catfish, like when Leon was leaving for college, it was like, yeah, Cody's done with Mary,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Cody's done with Mary.
I think melting down the ring and tell you that he's done with you.
Yeah, you would think, but yeah. So Janelle's like, I'm confused because honestly, like Cody and me, when we were fucking, he'd be like, God, I never want to touch Mary like this again. Like, I hate her so much, you know? And I just
She's
can't.
Like, I mean, if he wasn't telling Mary that, like, but he was telling all the rest of that.
It was so annoying. So then I'd just sit on his face so he couldn't talk anymore. I was like, God, Janelle, good gookamonga. This woman was really going after it. But she's like, yeah, he doesn't want anything to do with her. So I don't know. Like,
why is she confused?
Why? Yeah, no.
And if he didn't tell her, she could at least watch the show back.
Right. Christine comes in with some really sound advice that I appreciate. And she's like, you know, I think the thing is Mary had hope. And you have hope and you have hope and you have hope. And then... you think that you're out of hope, but then there's more hope. And when I'm having this hope that the hope is there, but I'm hoping the hope isn't gone, it's like I have a new hope that the hope can come and that there's a hope for me and a hope for him. Shut up. She has read way too many Mel Robbins, Brené Brown books along with Mary.
Her and Mary share them. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
They don't.
I'm just like, shut. Nothing you said made sense. Nothing you said. You have hope and you have hope and you have hope until...
Until you have no more hope.
Until you have a little less hope. But then the hope comes back and then there's another hope. There's another layer of hope that comes and then you find out that there is no hope. But then you have that hope that maybe the hope will come back. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Christine. That made so much sense. Thank you for that.
Put it on a word art.
Yes, that's merch right there. Yeah. You have hope and you have hope and you have hope until the hope's no there. Like, yeah, exactly. Now, Cody cannot be in love with Mary because that is definitely not safe for him. And listen, Suki, all right, I know you're going to want the dirty details of that. Make up whatever fucking excuse you want because I'm not going to run Murray over with the bus.
For honestly, another time.
At this point, please do. She needs one more run over before she's dead.
She needs to be like Mean Girls, like
run over by the bus. But even then, like Regina George lives. She
would get up and she would be like, "So does Cody? You're gonna come take care of me?"
Yeah.
Like, you know what? He loves me.
She is indestructible. She's a cockroach. It's like somebody just put her out of her misery. Take old Yeller out back and just shoot her. I'm sorry to say it, and that's so heartless, but at a certain point, you can't just keep watching the dog.
The more and more we hear about Cody and Mary's relationship and how pathetic and sad it really is, I'm like, okay, I don't even feel bad for you anymore, Mary. I really can't.
No.
You weren't picking up any clues, and you're hanging around. Like when she says that, like the ring thing happened like 7 years before the catfish even happened. I'm like, what were you doing?
Right.
You were looking for an out, and then that was like 7 years before this.
Yeah, and what's so crazy is that women will go and buy this book, pull yourself up by your leggings and worthying up and leaving the manhood, whatever it was titled again, I forgot, Stories from the Carriage House. Women will go out and buy this book and be like, Mary, you have inspired me. It's like, how? You know, like what?
And we'll just have like regurgitated information from Brené Brown, from Mel Robbins, like from Tony Robbins.
I hope there's a foreword written by Christine about hope as well. But I'm just like, you're not.
She's not going to like Christine anywhere near that book.
You're not an inspiration. No. You know?
No. It's, you're pathetic.
Yeah.
She really just needs to get the book. He's just not that into you. Why did no one gift that to her?
That she has, I bet. And I'm sure that, like, in that book, there's something that she's twisting where it's like, he's just not that into you. But she watched Twin Flames and she was like, but.
Oh, she's like, ignore all those signs.
Cody is saying he wants me to go and he wishes I was dead. She probably is
part of the Twin Flames universe. Yeah,
she's like, but me and Cody are twin flames. This is exactly
what they do.
That's why we've got twin hair. We're twin flames, you know? So
they're like, keep going after him, Mary. She's like, are you sure?
I wonder if at some point Cody, if this had stayed going, if Mary hadn't moved on and finally gotten dicked down elsewhere, if this had kept going, the show ended, would Cody have gotten a restraining order against Mary?
Like, not if she's still paying him the land.
Okay. Once the land's paid
once
off.
Once he gets all the money sucked out of her.
Maybe. Once that, and then she pays for the barn dominium, then he's going to kick her out of the barn dominium.
He's never going to let her live in the barn dominium with his trash.
No. He'd let her pay.
He's like, I don't even want you to touch my trash.
No. Doesn't even want her to touch his trash. That's perfect. Let's talk about Robin's ability to speak Cody.
Oh my god.
And Mary's like, yeah, I brought Robin in because I know that she can speak Cody. And Robin's like, I think the other wives can speak Cody. Like they've got the capacity to, but you know, he can be misunderstood because he says whatever in his head.
I'm like, that's not misunderstood. That means he's an asshole.
Yeah, you're just an asshole.
And he's saying his true thoughts.
I don't think, like, what's to be misunderstood?
So if I translate his assholeness for, he didn't actually mean that. It's like, well, he did. He said it.
Right. So I want to just kind of do a quick, what was the?
Monologue? Dialogue?
No. What is it called when you learn another language?
Rosetta Stone.
Yes. I'd like to do a Rosetta Stone version of Cody.
Do they have speaking Cody on Rosetta Stone?
I think it's, I think I'm going to do it. Okay. So anyways, Cody will come out and he will say, Mary, if you were the last woman on earth, I still wouldn't fuck you or be with you. And then Robin's like, guys, what he's actually saying is, Mary, will you please marry me again? Because I love you so much. Like, she's nailing these translations. She's absolutely doing it. And so Christine's like, you know, I call bullshit on Robin speaking Cody. Because she's like, I've known Cody for fucking ever. And I think not only can I speak Cody, I can write it too, motherfucker. I understand Cody forward, backwards. I understand it like Helen Keller reading Braille.
I love that she was like, Robin convinced us all that she was the only one who could speak Cody. But then we all realized, like, we've known him way fucking longer than you. Yeah. Which... can you imagine coming into a family being like, actually, I can read this man better than the rest of you who've been here for 15 years and married to him?
There are people who, like, come in, they're way too comfortable, right, when they come into your, and it's like, get out of here.
They're, like, calling your parents mom and dad?
No. That's Robin. Absolutely not. Janelle starts cracking up again. She's laughing a lot during this.
She's in a good space.
She's wet and she's laughing.
She doesn't care anymore about Cody.
No, she had a good sesh right before she came. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm in a good headspace. my vagina's in a good headspace. She's like, I don't need someone to translate for me. We were together a long time before you, Robin, and we did pretty okay. It's actually weird because once you came in with your translations,
everything fell apart.
Everything started to get a little fucked up.
I love too that she was like, yeah, she wants to do this with my kids too. She's like, come over, I'll translate. And they're like, he's our dad. We don't need you to translate for him.
And then Janelle says it perfectly. She's like, you know, Cody's can speak for himself. He's a grown ass man. And why?
Amen.
And it's like, this is where I start to be like, God, does Robin come in to translate just so that she can be in control of the situation?
I think she is smarter than we think.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, she's not, but I think she's more controlling than we
maybe
think.
Maybe more evil than we think. Yes. I don't want to give her smart.
She's a dark spirit.
Yes. It's you darker know? Than her dark hair on her pasty white
it's
skin.
It's darker than her dark-haired spirit baby.
I also love when Mary was like, you know, there's some things that I could say that could really hurt Cody. What?
No.
What could you say that's going to hurt Cody?
Nothing, like, Mary says is going to
hurt
Cody.
Yeah, Cody, well, I haven't loved you for 6 months now, Cody.
I don't think our sex was that great, Cody. He's like, yeah, it wasn't.
No. I was like, that's why I would always go to Janelle's room after you, so I could finally nut. Here's the thing. Mary didn't have infertility. Cody just never shot me in her.
Blow, blow.
That's why Janelle has so many kids. He'd go over there and finish it up. And again, we can make infertility jokes because we have infertility, so you
that's
can't
right.
tell us otherwise.
That's right.
Sorry.
No reviews on that.
That was a pretty fucked up thing to say, I gotta admit. And then Mary's like, well, I just always kept thinking maybe the nice Cody would come back around. And then
the nice Cody's been gone for a long time, Mary.
He's not coming back.
He's never he's coming dead. Back to your house, that's for sure.
No, and then Mary's like, yeah. Or then Suki's like, yeah, Mary. Then you ended up in a barn dominium. And Mary's like, I am not in a barn dominium. I'm in a carriage house. It's very
and it's newly different. Decorated by my friend Blair.
It's got steampunk. I had Blair, the beautiful designer.
And it does not have white countertops.
Okay. And it's like really nice. It's way nicer than a barn dominium. It's
an online in-person / boutique store.
Yeah. And it's got a fitting room. And there's no circles anywhere. All right, so fuck your barn dominium, Cody, because once you see my carriage house with no AC, you're going to wish you had a carriage house too, buddy. But sorry, no, I'm not in a barn dominium. I'm in a fucking carriage house, okay? Okay.
Okay, you tell him, Mary.
Mary's like, you know, I just wish Cody would have come out with it and just said he didn't consider me part of the family. What? Like, did Cody need to get a fucking blimp to fly?
This is where, like, I'm never on Cody's side, but it's like, well, Mary, if he didn't straight up tell you, at least read his actions speak louder than words,
actions
okay?
Actions speak louder. But pick I think up on he it. Did say it.
But I feel like he did, yeah.
We sat in the car. When Mary's like, Cody, I'm waiting for you. And he said, I'm not coming.
I know, you're right. He did tell her. I am on Cody's side on this one.
The only time. Yeah. It's the only time. And it's very unfortunate.
And that's the footage we have.
So we start talking about the horsey ring. Because again, the way we got here is by Mary's move to the B&B and her steampunk makeover, but no one gave a shit. We were just like, let's talk about the other shit. So we talk about the horsey ring, and Christine's doing the most obnoxious laugh. She's like, oh.
This is so silly. He sounds silly.
Shut the fuck up. I don't like to, like when Janelle laughs, I can tell it's coming all the way from her vagina up. You it know, is. It's like it's a guttural laugh. It's a guttural laugh. With Christine,
it's fake.
It's like
it's acting.
You know what it is? It's like when someone is on too good a mood stabilizers and they're like, "Oh, I'm supposed to laugh right now."
Yeah. It's hilarious.
It's not real. So anyway, she tells us the backstory. She's like, yeah, okay, it's not really my place to say, but whatever. What the fuck? I hate this family anyways.
So I mean, I do appreciate this.
I do too. She tells us that Cody melted down the wedding ring that he got from Mary. Saved the gold, saved the diamonds.
And this was sometime around when Robin came into the picture.
Well, I'm going to dive into that in a little bit.
That's what she says, though.
But what Cody said is that he didn't want Mary to have power or control over him anymore.
Again, Mary, this was your sign to go.
She's like, oh, Cody's just always being silly.
Oh, he's so crazy. He doesn't want me to have any power or control, and he melted down my wedding ring.
Yes, and then Christine's like, then we got him a clotter ring altogether.
A pina colada ring altogether.
And then at some point, him and Robin decided they wanted to design a new ring that basically excluded all of us, but we were all just like, all right, whatever, cool.
So they got that, and now they apparently have a horsey matching
rings. And then we get it. The black background, white font. I will read it verbatim. Shortly after the one-on-one interviews, Mary learned that Christine had shared the story about Cody's first wedding ring. Mary is pissed.
She's coming in hot.
We spend about 10 minutes waiting for her to find her word. She's just like, okay. Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I'm like, okay, come on. Listen, I'm excited. You got me. Let's fucking move it along. Let's please move it along. She's like, I am extremely frustrated with Christine because now I'm forced to talk about it. And I am not happy about that. I was planning on writing about this in my book. Pull yourself up by
your... This was the main part of my book.
This was the opening to my book. Pull yourself up by your leggings and leave the man who never loved you anyways.
Tales from the Carriage House.
No, it was something before that.
Worthy Up.
How to Worthy Up, Tales from the Carriage House by me, Mary Brown. And now I have to redo the entire intro because this story's never been public. False. This story has been
Samuel
public.
Samuel Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt Overton, yes. Jackie, released this already.
Yes.
In like 2015, Mary.
Yeah.
Get with it.
I truly, Grace Woolley Brown, believe that Mary just takes like the whole catfishing thing. And she's like, no, none of that was real.
It's like, Mary, we read the book.
Mary, we listened we read to the voicemails. We saw you put
we
that
bet
banana.
On notbatman.com or whatever it is.
Whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
We've listened to it all.
We've seen you in the...
throat a banana. We saw
we've
you in
the
tub.
We've seen the bathtub pictures. Yeah. We've seen you in the Batman pajama set.
Oh, in the chubby panties.
Yeah, in the Batman chubby panties. We've seen it all, Mary. Yeah. We've seen the text messages. We've read the book. We've even read the second book.
That we had to deep dive for.
That was a terrible book.
That was a tough read. I will say, Almost Married Book Club on Patreon is...
Oh my God. If we're going to plug one thing, that is the greatest thing we've ever done.
That really is a great one.
But it's like, okay, Mary, chill out. This wasn't Christine. And also, you haven't told it yet, and it's been so long. So thank you, Christine.
Thank you for
finding... I know some people are on Team Mary for this.
Really?
Yes.
Who?
I've seen people talking about it, and they're like, I really think it was not Christine's place to say. It had nothing to do with her. I'm like, but... Mary's not saying it, so I'll take it. I'll take any tea I can get.
Let me say this to all those who are on Team Mary for this. Guys, we have nothing.
This is the only thing
that
gave us
this show is meant to entertain us, and we are all falling asleep as we watch this. So I'm sorry, but Christine, I believe, did her job. She was like, listen, I'm going to give you guys a little nugget.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, was it not the most exciting part of the tell-all? What?
It was. And Mary would never... Okay, maybe it was going to be a little blip in her book, but like, she wasn't going to tell us about it.
Here's what I would ask everyone who's on Team Mary, okay? If you are on Team Mary, then I want you to also have to say that you would have still enjoyed this one-on-one part two without this storyline in it. Mm-mm. Because you can't have both. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Unless you're Janelle, because she's getting Cody's dick and eating it too. I'm sorry, but if you say that you're on Team Mary, you have to be able to say that, yeah, I would have preferred this one-on-one without that part in No. So not at all. I think you need to take it back what you said. And she's like, Christine can laugh all she wants, but this is not her story to tell. I'm like, I don't need Christine to laugh anymore.
No, but we need Christine to keep spilling stories. Please. Thank you. Let's not let this be the first.
Yes.
Okay.
She's like, now my hand's being forced. And I have to tell my story. And it's just like, I'm just upset. So like,
there's not much to tell Mary.
Cody told Mary, he's like, listen, I don't want you to have claim on me. And she's like, this ring is a symbol of our commitment. And he melted it down. And who's to say that he didn't melt our relationship down at that time?
He did.
He did. Mary, he was trying to...
That was a symbol. That was a time to go. Yeah. When someone melts your wedding ring down without telling you and says, I don't want you to have claim over me. I don't want you to have any power over me. That's...
She's like, well, can I have it as a keepsake? He's like, I already melted it down and I bought a Big Mac with it. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. It's already gone. And she's like, this happened 7 years prior to the catfishing. So now, everyone, I'm sorry, but... Do you wonder why I was looking for a friend? It's not a friend. You were looking to get dicked. Okay? Stop acting like it was a friend. Like,
and we don't blame you.
No.
I mean, 7 years prior, he melted your wedding ring down. You were already having those issues.
Can I say this? If I was Mary's PR, if during the catfishing she had said, I have felt so neglected by my husband. You guys want to hear something? He melted down our wedding ring.
Yeah, she should have played that victim card then.
And then she's like, yeah.
Not the victim of I was catfished. It should have been I'm the victim of unloving husband.
I did go out and try to find some dick. And I did try to cheat on Cody because I felt stuck.
She could have been the number one wife.
I think
she could have been Christine. She could have had all the love if she would have left.
Mary had everything like set up and she fumbled so badly. And then she was the last to leave.
What do you think were their issues when he melted down the wedding ring? Just that he liked Robin more?
I think it's just that he just didn't care for Mary.
Okay.
He's just like, really... you're annoying. You're bossy. Yeah, you're like a bit... You know, would you want to be married to Mary?
No.
If Mary gave me a wedding ring, I'd melt it down too. I would melt it down as well.
So, okay, I read a story that came out in like, I don't know, Us Magazine or something online that says Christine and Janelle are now saying that they thought Cody melted down the ring to give like keepsakes, like make new rings or something for their daughters. And they knew she wasn't happy about it, but they thought it was like... A cherished thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
Or like some sort of a keepsake.
Here's what Robin believes. She's like, that was way before me, years before me, because, you know, when I met Cody, he didn't wear a wedding ring. Bada bing, bada boom. This is where I deep dive because that bitch is a fucking liar. Season one, episode one, when we very first meet Cody Brown, driving around in his Lexus, and he's like, I'm a repeat offender of marrying hot bitches. I love marriage so much, I did it 3 times. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Anytime in that episode when he is around his wives, he is not wearing a wedding ring.
Okay.
Season 1, episode 2, when him and Robin, when he brings his girls down to babysit Robin's kids for free, and they go get the chimichanga and the hot chocolate.
Never forget.
Cody's wearing a wedding ring. So actually, in fact, Robin, he didn't wear a wedding ring around his wives, probably because when he was up in Lehigh, he was finger blasting someone else or cheating on these women. But when he came down to you, he did wear his wedding ring because I bet you anything, when you guys were having premarital sex, because you're a whore, that you were probably like, oh, are you a married man? And probably sucking his ring finger. Okay, that's what I believe happened.
Also, 2 against 1, Robin, Christine and Mary both had the same timeline.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, it was around the time that they got married.
So, I believe this wedding ring that he's wearing at this time is the wedding ring.
Is the Mary ring.
Because it's not until season 3, episode 3, that we get the new Clada ring.
Okay.
The pina colada ring.
He definitely was wearing a wedding ring when he met Robin.
And also, let's say that this isn't Mary's ring, but I believe that it is. Why does this man have so many rings?
This family and their jewelry.
It is. I mean, I have had about 12 wedding rings, but it's because they're all $3 and they're like the little rubber stuff and they just snap. And then I'm like, oh, I'll just grab another one. Like it's, but this man has spent so much money
on wedding rings,
on finger jewelry. Well, like I'm shocked that we don't look and he doesn't have those ones that are like halfway up his fingers.
Oh
like,
yeah.
God, I've never seen so much rings on one man. Also, in my deep dive of wedding rings, I also found an old promo pic for Sister Wives where all their hands are in the middle and Cody is wearing just like a solid gold wedding band.
Is that the one where Janelle has the same one? A men's band?
I think so. But that is Not the one that he was wearing in season one when he's having the chimichanga and the hot chocolate. That one has
diamonds on it?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's got Mary's. Like, it's got like an intricate design.
That's Mary's.
Yeah.
For sure.
So he sat there and he said, no, it wasn't because of Robin, which it was. Robin said, no, he didn't wear a ring when I met him. You Lies. Felt it inside of you when he was finger blasting you during premarital
trigger
sex.
Trigger warning.
Trigger warning. Trigger warning about the finger blasting. But I got to say this. When I was watching that back, okay? So you're telling me Cody Brown puts two of his daughters in his Lexus, drives 5 hours down to go see Robin. His daughters have to babysit her kids. He takes Robin out for a chimichanga and hot chocolate. He's driven 5 hours to get here. Yeah. Now, the chimichanga and hot chocolate does make me think they weren't fucking. But with the exception of that, you're really telling me this grown man came 5 hours and he didn't get his dick wet?
Yeah, no.
No.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he knew he was going to get his dick wet for the rest of his life.
Maybe, like, not even a blowy. A handy.
They definitely did made out in the car. Rubbed over the jeans, for sure.
In the pants. Yeah. In the pants, I believe. Okay.
She was kind of a
Here's what Cody has to say about the horsey ring. He's like, yeah, I was out. Me and Robin were at Scottsdale Fashion Square. We went into David Yurman.
Our
and I was like,
store.
Whoa. That is a pretty cool, nifty ring. I think I want that ring because you know what? You got to treat yourself because you know what? I'm a hardworking man. I did 2 cameos this month. So you know what? I think I deserve a nice little bling, so I'm going to get it. So he just buys the horsey ring because it's like a fashion statement. And Robin was like...
And Robin's like, I want one too. And he's like, perfect. Matching. Love it.
And then he put it on his other hand. But then... Once he realized that Janelle was giving up on him, Christine was gone, and what's that other one's name? Oh, fuck.
Dinglemary.
Dinglemary was still holding on. He's like, okay, that's it. I'm taking my culotta ring off, and me and Robin are going to sip pina culottas out on the beach, and we're going to wear our horsey rings. And that's why he ended. He's like,
imagine being like, I found a really cool ring, the horsey one, and then I took my pina colada ring off, my other really cool ring. I'm like, just get rid of them all, please.
Imagine
get yourself a sports band.
The amount of money that he spent on this horsey
They're
ring.
They're all ugly.
And people also found the watch that he's wearing during this.
Oh, yeah, like a Rolex, right?
I don't know. It wasn't a Rolex, but it was some fancy brand.
He likes the finer things in life, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, when... In my life, I've maybe bought one ring, and it was from, like, Tilly's, and it was, like, $60. And I was like, God damn it. Like, I better insure this thing, you know? This man is spending thousands of dollars on jewelry. Jewelry. Speaking of jewelry, it was revealed. It was leaked online that Gwendolyn did say that in middle school, she would wear my sister wife's closet items to school, and they would break usually throughout the day.
Not
surprised. Piece of
surprise.
Shit. Cheap stuff. All right, now we're going to watch back Cody, Robin, and Mary out on Coyote Pass. It's about 20 minutes of the episode. The only interesting thing about this is that there were different parts.
Because they didn't remember what they put in before.
I thought they would just copy-paste, no. You know? Like when Cody was like, you know, I was sincere 3 years ago. And I was like, it was 4. It's like, whenever the fuck it was. He's like, you know, I was definitely ready to start anew with you. And she's like, yeah, but it was just that day. You never came back. You made me give you a blowjob, and then it was like you had post nut clarity, and we're like, "What the fuck am I doing?"
He would never let Mary put her yellow tooth near that thing. You don't think? No, that's a thing. He won't even like. He's not even going to use her for like sexual pleasure.
Also, when Mary's like, you know, Cody, I know you don't consider me your wife, and in the normal episode, we cut to Robin being like, "Me and Cody disagree with that," but instead, what happens is Mary whispers to Robin because Robin's like, "No, that's not true." Mary whispers to Robin and is like, he said it, so he must feel it, Robin. Do you understand that he said it? Are you stupid, you little bitch?
I still love, though, when Robin's like, we disagree on that, but I think he's like, you can't disagree. Like, that's his feeling.
He absolutely hates this woman, and you're like, I think this is the love of his life.
Mary, it's just that you don't speak Cody. Yeah. He's just being too honest.
You know when boys bully you when you're younger,
yeah,
they
he
actually
thinks you're
love
cute.
You.
Yeah,
that's
he's
his
doing.
Way of showing he loves you. It's funny, isn't it? It's pretty funny. He's like, does he do that to you? She's like, oh God, no, I would never be able to deal with that like you do. Then Cody reveals that during the conversation him and Mary had before, he was like, you know, what do you need in this marriage? And Mary was like, sex? He's like, no. She's like, kissing? No. Hugs? No. Hand holding? No. Visits? No. Phone calls? No. Letters once a month? No. Wave by me when you see me driving around town? Sorry, Mary, you're really asking a lot here. I'm not going to be able to do that. She's like, acknowledge my existence. No. No. Sorry.
And what's your name sorry, again? I can't give you what you want. Like,
she didn't ask for, I mean, she started off with sex, but then it was like,
yeah.
No, she got all the way down to just acknowledge my existence.
And I believe she probably did just say that because she's been hanging on for 20 years now. She's probably like, can you just call me once a week?
Yeah, she's like, can we maybe go grocery shopping? I'll buy your guys' groceries. He's like, no, sorry.
No, we do grocery pickup.
Yeah. You can pay the bill if you want. Yeah, if you want to pay some bills.
If you want to drop it off at our house, like DoorDash it, that's fine.
Yeah, but don't stick around and talk or anything. She's like, okay. Well, I saw you driving the other day, and I hung out the window trying to wave to you, but you acted like you didn't know me. And I also tried calling you and didn't go through again.
Went straight to voicemail.
Well, it went straight to this number cannot be completed as dialed, so I don't know. And he's like, you know what pisses me off? I was more than willing to have a fake marriage with Mary for the cameras. And I was like, Mary, here's the deal. I can't kiss you, hug you, have sex with you, acknowledge your existence, but I'm willing to play it up for the cameras. And she was like, no, I would like something a little bit more real than that. He's like, sorry, that's the best I can give you.
Did he really say that? Like, I can't believe that came out of his mouth. Like, I was willing to play along.
And in his mind, he thinks
that's like, nice of him.
I'm such a good guy.
I'm willing to have you keep holding on, Mary, little Dingleberry,
Mary,
on the TV show.
Listen, I don't want the criticism from the public. So we can pretend we're married, all right? We'll pretend
it'll make Robin happy if we can pretend we're married.
Yeah, and then we can just, you know, as soon as the cameras are down, I leave you in the dust and we talk next time that we're, you know, we got a call time.
But no PDA on camera.
Absolutely not. And so Mary's like, well, I think I'm owed a public conversation because Suki's like, you know, Mary, Cody did, I think, say all of this stuff and you saw it. She's like, but he didn't say it to me on camera. That's the, like, fucking...
Well, he's been saying it to all of us.
Mary, just...
Mary, we've got
cut
it.
Cut your losses
we here. Got it, sister.
I know that you think you are worthy up, worthy of this conversation happening to the public, but, like, it's honestly getting more and more sad. And when he told Robin, he was like, in our special covenant, I told you that I would tell you if I didn't love you anymore and I wouldn't let you stay in this pathetic place like Mary's been doing. I'm like, Mary's still here. I'm like, he's really not acknowledging her existence.
I know.
I promised you.
And the fact that he was like, you wanted that. I'm like, because she knew Mary was pathetic back then. Yeah. She was like, if you ever feel how you do about Mary, please tell me. He's like, okay, I promise.
Yeah. We promised each other we'd never let each other get to this pathetic, absolutely depressing, pathetic place like Mary is right now. You know what I'm saying? Mary's like, I'm still at the table, Cody.
I can hear you.
I'm still here. Yeah.
If I was Mary, though.
Yeah.
Instead of taking my anger out on Christine.
Yeah.
Why is she not more mad at Robin? Ugh. Like, watching this back, having Robin just be like, hang on, giving her false hope. Like, I'd be like, you're such a bitch.
I think it's coming.
Okay.
In the coming up of the coming ups of things to come right after they've come
like,
up.
Like, she should be mad at Cody, too, but, like, she should also be mad at Robin.
I feel like in season 19, we are getting the end of Mary and Robin.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be...
No more Scissor Sisters for them.
No. But I think it could have a little bit of explosiveness.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Mary will still be like, oh, I just love those kids. I want to see those kids. But Robin will be like, well, I'll stay inside. You can see the kids in the driveway. You know, like
you can run around in Ariola's dog run with it.
Yes. Ariola needs to go for a walk. You can leash her up and take her. But me and you, we are no longer sister wives. So anyways, Janelle's like, you know, I don't know why Mary hasn't left yet because it's pretty apparent he doesn't want her. And I figured as much as he was bitching to me, he must have been saying it to her. But yikes, it's pretty uncool if he didn't. So then Suki asks Mary, she's like, Mary, did you ever pick up the phone and call Cody? And she's
just like, ask him straight up?
Well, no, he has my number blocked. And anytime I do, I have to like use a payphone and it's like hard to figure out.
Not a lot of payphones left.
Not a lot of payphones left. And I did try getting a couple burner phones, but he's blocked all those. And, you know, it's just like, I don't think he'll ever answer the phone. And he probably...
I don't think he'll hear me
because his Bluetooth seems to never work when I call him. He's always like, sorry, it's fuzzy connection. And
But it's weird because I see him constantly talking on his Bluetooth.
I think it's my house. It's just so empty.
It's in the that trees.
It's the trees. It's like a hard connection, but I don't have a hard time talking to anybody else. But yeah, Cody, also Robin doesn't answer my calls either. I think, yeah, something's wrong with her phone. Not entirely sure. But Suki's like, you know,
isn't like sometimes it... I call Ariel's tablet, but even then I can't get through. Even she's got me blocked.
You know it's bad when even Ariola's got you blocked. You know? Like, that's when you've really fallen so far. So Suki's like, you know, Mary, isn't it? And this is what I'm talking about. The same thing with Christine and her hope speech. It's like, it reminds me of Oprah Winfrey. Suki thinks she's having an Oprah moment when she's talking to Meghan Markle. Mm-hmm. She says, isn't it not so much about him hearing you, but you being heard? Were you silent or were you silenced? It's like, Suki, this is TLC. Let's stop.
Okay, but then Mary follows it up with so dramatic as well.
Oh, my voice will be heard. I will no longer be silent.
Pre-order my book coming 2027.
You can get a copy of Pull Yourself Up by Your Leggins and Leave the Man Who Never Loved You Anyway, How to Worthy Up and Find Your Voice, Stories from the Carriage House by me, Mary Brown.
Self-published on Amazon.
Just like Almost Married and Almost Defamed by Samuel Jacob Jackie Cooper Schmidt. I love that, like, you know, when Mary delivered this line, like, her ears grew another inch because she was like, I nailed it.
Oh, and you know she's like, oh, my God, people are going to be on the edge of their seat waiting for my book.
She stood a foot taller and her ass grew an inch, a foot wider. And her ears...
And her shoulders bulked up a little
Shoulders
more.
Bulked up, and those ears just kept... Do your ears hang low? Do they wobble? They have the biggest ears I've ever seen.
I'm shocked.
But she feels like, wow, I nailed it.
She's and like, get ready, world. I'm coming.
Oh, my God. You know what would be even better?
What?
Wait a second. What if it's not a book? What if it's Mary Brown, the podcast?
Oh, my God. Her and just Jen.
Oh, God.
That's who it is? Oh, my God. A Patreon.
A Patreon. Oh my God. I would.
She's like, move over, Gwen and McKelty. You're not the only ones in this family with a Patreon. I'm telling my side of the story.
I
would sign up.
I believe it's a book. I do believe it's a book.
I think
but
so.
I do think.
She doesn't want people to be able to ask her questions back.
Right.
You know?
That's true. She doesn't want to be confronted.
Mm.
She just wants to be able to tell her
narrative. Side, and that's it.
That's exactly yeah. it. If ever I wrote a book, that's what I would do too.
Do we think she'll put her picture on the front?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely. It's going to be her in like a power pose.
Okay.
And the very long title.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like still that. Crunchy hair.
Maybe out front of the carriage house.
Okay.
Maybe on a chair in front
of
the
carriage. Very steampunk.
Yes. It's going to be lots of steampunk vibes in the book.
I can't wait. Pre-order my copy.
Another one-on-one tell-all that told us not much. I will
okay,
say one.
But I will say it was like sort of exciting.
I will say
Thank
this.
Thank you to Christine.
It was not a tell nothing because we did get this revelation about the ring being melted down, but mostly nothing.
Yeah.
Mostly nothing, but we got a little something.
It was something we haven't heard before. It
yes.
wasn't a flashback. So
no.
That's good.
And guys, coming up, as soon as you finish this coming up, there's going to be something else coming up.
And next week's going to be all the clips that we've seen, but haven't seen yet.
And then next week, they show the coming up for next week, and it was just a lot of the coming ups for what's coming up
yep.
in the next week. And don't forget, guys, you have to have hope and hope, and you have to have hope, and you have to have hope because sometimes the hope just runs out, but then more hope will come. So don't lose the hope of having hope, even if you're left with no hope. Thank you.
Keep holding on, Mary.
God, let go, Mary. Just take yourself out, you know? Guys, this was so much fun with all of you, except for those of you who didn't enjoy it because you have something so far stuck up your ass you can't even laugh because it just hurts if you laugh because you're not funny and we are. Again, like I said, we have no filter tonight because our whole life is falling apart, but you know, that's what makes life so much fun. If you enjoyed this episode, go
it's
on.
It's still over. Better than Mary.
Yeah, yeah. If you enjoyed this episode, go on over and leave us a 5-star review. If you're listening on Spotify, I've started implementing questions that you can answer a question and a poll.
Oh, wow.
At this
fancy.
Point, I have no idea what they're going to be,
okay.
but we'll see. You can answer those on Spotify. It's super fun. I love reading the answers. Leave us a 5-star review. Again, nothing.
Remember,
left.
Only 5 stars.
Also, some of you have left us very nice reviews, but then it's like a 3-star or 4-star. I'm like, what? what's wrong?
Yeah, or one star. I think give it backwards. You need to do five. But, yeah. like, the comment is very nice. Very nice. I think you're thinking
it's
one
like,
star
oh,
is best.
It's like, oh, Ace is super hot, and I bet he has a huge penis yeah. and his abs and pecs. Mm-hmm. But then it's one star, and it's like, that's confusing. So only five stars, only nice things about us. Much like Mary's book, we just want to say what we want to say, and then...
Worthy up.
Yeah, worthy up, and then you just say nice things about us. Uh-huh. And once you finish that, if you're like, you know what, these fuckers aren't so bad.
I love the trash. More I love of them. The disgusting humor.
Patreon.com/sisterwivestalk, where we do this 5 days a week. We tell lots of personal stories, I realized.
Yes, even raunchier.
Lots of talking shit about some of the worst shows out there we're covering.
And we read the Almost Married book. Oh. Trust me, it's worth it.
Yeah, that to me alone is worth it. There's like a million episodes because we never miss a day. It's just 5 days so over many. And over. There's Dateline. There's Seeking Sister Wife. Welcome to Plathville.
All kinds of stuff.
Season one of Seeking Sister Wife, which can't be found anywhere. But we have a trash bag who went above and beyond and uploaded for all of us on a Google Drive. Guys, it's just a beautiful place to be. Anyways.
Join us there.
But if you suck, don't.
If your name is Liz Martin, don't go over there.
If your name's Liz Martin 5, you can fuck right off and don't come to our Patreon. All right, trash bags and the rest of you and those of you who suck. We appreciate you being here. In the famous words of the man who melted down Mary's ring, constantly told her he was never in love with her, and sent her all the warning signs but didn't want to run her over at the bus one more time, Cody Brown.
I like these 14-year-old girls. I don't want to get weird about it, but ooh, hubba hubba.